Your Excellencies, my Lords, Reverend Sirs, Ladies and Gentlemen, would you please welcome the Chairman of the Executive Committee, Lord Bew.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just so glad to see you here this evening, so glad there are so many representatives of embassies in London, so many members of Parliament, so many important writers in the room, but I'm just above all so glad to see so many good friends of the AI here tonight. And we have many very good friends in the room this evening, and I'm so grateful to see you again at what is absolutely, obviously, a most critical moment in the affairs of the Middle East. And I want to be very brief in my welcome tonight, not attenuated in the warmth with which I greet you. I feel great pleasure in seeing you all here this evening, but I want to be brief because we have important speakers later on this evening who will address in a cool and clinical way the current moment in the Middle East, which, as everybody in the room is aware, is a difficult and a sharply changing context. And therefore, I'll conclude these remarks simply by saying again that the Anglo-Israel Association needs your help. Every year you have given us your help, and we have been able to do the sort of work that is necessary in deepening the understanding between the United Kingdom and Israel. And we've been able to do it because so many people in this room have given up their time and the resources to help us. And I hope in the next year you will continue to do exactly the same thing. Thank you all very, very much indeed. Thank you.